Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil, powered by Coe's BMW. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lennon.
Lloyd!
We'll let this one breathe as we come back to the program. It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan, going to that VIP line. He's your Denver Broncos starting center. It is Lloyd Cushenberry joining Nick and Cecil. Lloyd, good evening. Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing great tonight, Lloyd, and talking to you about Broncos football is always fun. Let's go over that rookie season, man. One of the most wild rookie seasons because of everything that you guys had to deal with away from the facility with coronavirus and all that. So just kind of sum up your impressions of your first year in the NFL, man. It was a crazy one, but what did you think overall?
Yeah, like you said, it was definitely a different and a crazy season without off season, without preseason. But I really enjoyed it. You know, it was a blessing to be able to play every game, play every snap, and I feel like I got better as the weeks went on, and it was a great learning experience. So you know, rookie season, like I said, is a blessing, but it was a weird one for sure.
Well, Lloyd, we had, one of your teammates, Dalton Risen, on the program last week, and, man, he was just singing, you know, the praises for you, how you learned to, you know, adjust to certain things, and it's always difficult making that jump from college football to the pros. But playing next to a guy like Dalton Risen, how much did that help you as you went through that rookie process?
Man, it was huge, playing with both him and Graham, because I learned so much from them. And I asked them so many questions throughout the year. They probably got tired of me asking so many questions. they helped me a lot. Man, I just, after the last game, went up to them and thanked them for really taking me under their wing and just showing me the ropes all year. So I look forward to. I think we're gonna have a great career together by each other's side. So I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, the upside is so bright. The future is very bright for this young Broncos offensive line. Lloyd Cushenberry, Broncos starting center on that VIP line. Now, Lloyd, coming out of LSU, I had a first-round grade on you. And when I talk to people in the scouting community, they talk about your intelligence. They talk about your athleticism. They talk about your technique, all these things being very, very positive. But I did hear from people like, Lloyd's not mean. You know, and whatever that's worth. I asked Eli Wilkinson about it. We asked Dalton Risen about it. And Dalton said last week, he's like, no. Don't get it twisted. Lloyd, by the end of the season, he was learning how to be more mean. So is that a thing? I mean, do you consider yourself kind of a calm-minded? I don't see it as a bad thing. But did you get a little meaner as the season went on?
Yeah, I mean, off the field, like I'm definitely a chill guy. I mean, if you hang around me, I'm not going to say much. It's hard to get under my skin. I don't let a lot of things bother me. But I feel like, as I get on the field, I try to flip that switch. And this year is obviously different because you're going against more physical guys and bigger guys in the NFL. So
right.
I had to learn how to play more physical and play more aggressive. And by the end of the year, I think I was there. And I still got a long ways to go, but definitely. I mean, I'm a chill guy. I'll be the first one to say that. I'm not really a rah-rah guy, but I feel like I can flip that switch
nice at
any time.
You know what? You know, Lloyd, listening to you, man, that's the same type of person, you know, I was as a player. Very calm and mild off the field, but once they blew the whistle and we got between those hashes, it was on like popcorn. But for you, for a guy that played at an elite level at LSU, and you guys were really competitive, was there a guy this season that, you know, took you by surprise defensively, and you're like, hey, I need to make sure I'm on my A game when I face this guy again?
Oh, yeah. Definitely the first time we played the Raiders, number 90, Jonathan Hankins, he got after me that game, and I'm a very competitive guy. Like I said, I'm quiet, I'm chill, but inside, I remember a lot of stuff, and I'm very self motivated and competitive. And going into that second Raiders game, that was on mine all week, just watching film and just watching that game over and over. I had to get him back, I'm a very competitive person. But I don't really show it a lot. But inside, I'm very competitive, like I said. And I had that. So that guy, Jonathan Hankins, he got me the first game, but I tried to, I took it upon myself to go out that last game we played the Raiders and show that I'm going to be here. I'm going to be around for a while.
Nice. Get that get back. Now, Lloyd, I got to double check with you, though, because we have stories from Nick's old teammates where Nick might get a little physical in practice. You're okay with your teammates in practice, right? Not like Nick Ferguson, but, you know, play for a league in a decade.
Why are you going to do that, man?
Because we have your teammates come on the show and say, man, Nick was physical everywhere.
But that's all I knew.
But, Lloyd, you're good in practice, though, right, man? Yeah, I mean, you don't get too overly physical like one Nick Ferguson, right?
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself in practicing hard, but I don't go overboard. You know, but yeah, we try to keep it calm.
Well, see, Lloyd, you know, Cease was painting a bad portrait of me, right? I was always coached since high school to just kind of go full speed with everything, and that was the only thing that I knew. So. Yeah, occasionally, you know, guy may break a finger here, dislocate an elbow there, you know. But that was just me trying to do my job. So don't hold it against me. Now, being as though you're coming off of your rookie season, and you know there are a lot of guys who are going to be embarking on the same thing, you know, as the draft draws near. What advice would you have for some of the guys, no matter what the position is, for some of those guys coming out in the 2021 class?
For the rookies coming in, you know, at this time, you know, guys are getting ready for the Senior Bowl and getting ready for the Combine. You know, my main thing I would tell them is just enjoy it. Don't make it as big as everyone tries to make it. And, I mean, I understand it's a job and it's a huge job in the interview, but just enjoy it. You know, you've watched the Combine your whole life. You've seen, you know, coaches that you've seen on TV. You're about to finally meet them in person, so... Just enjoy it, man, and just enjoy the whole process. Just take it all in and, you know, just be you.
Nice. Broncos starting center Lloyd Cushenberry joining us here, Nick and Cecil. And, Lloyd, my final question for you, and appreciate your time here on tonight's program. Mike Munchak is your offensive line coach, dude. Well, what is that like when a Hall of Famer, a gold jacket guy, gets to coach you up from day one?
Man, it doesn't get any better than that. I love Coach Munch, man. My favorite thing about him, like you say, he's a Hall of Famer, and nothing really impresses him. So whatever you do, he's never going to give you too much credit. So that always just keeps me hungry. So whenever I get to that day where he gives me some props, I can feel like, okay, I'm getting that. But nice. That's my favorite thing about him. He always just keeps you hungry and just wanting to get better. And he knows that he's been there. Like you say, he's a Hall of Famer, so. You know, if you don't listen to him, then you're missing out big time.
Now, speaking of coaching is really important because it really shapes us and crafts us from Pop Warner to high school to college. And if you're fortunate enough in the pros, in your experience, have you come across some coaches who've given you some inspirational advice and moments of adversity? And can you share that with us, if you will?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My first O-line coach when I got to LSU, Coach Jeff Grimes, he was the offensive coordinator at BYU this past year, and now he's going to Baylor. He was a guy, he really kind of molded me as a young offensive lineman. I remember my freshman year, we would have these tests every week, the O-line tests and about the opponent and different plays and stuff. And I think I didn't do too good on the test, and he put me aside and kind of got after me and just wanted me to understand how important this was and how important, you know, the knowledge of the game and, you know, you have the studying and the preparation it takes to be successful on that level. And, you know, after that, ever since that day, you know, I never failed any test. Even when I wasn't playing, I redshirted my freshman year. I was preparing like I was going to play, watching film, taking notes, and ever since that day, it just carried on. And even though today, you know, I take very detailed notes. I keep all my notes and I watch a lot of films. So, you know, I can't thank him enough for instilling that in me. And, you know, it helped me a lot.
Now, outside of taking notes, because when I played, I was one of those type of guys too. I took a lot of notes. What do you feel, or better yet, let me say it this way. If you had to grade your year one performance, you watching yourself on tape, what would you say that you did well, and what would you say that you need to improve on?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, first of all, I feel like my rookie year was inconsistent. I mean, anybody who watched the film could see that. A lot of ups and downs, which is expected as a rookie. But I feel like I said, I got better throughout the year, but I have a lot of things to improve on. I mean, I feel like I did the things I did. Things I did well was, you know, just the mental part of the game. I feel like I got that down early, and I memorized that and know the playbook fast. And things to get better on, just playing more, playing faster, playing more physical. Just going out there and playing with no regrets, just playing with no fear, and just doing what I do.
Well, man, you know, I appreciate you giving us some time on the Nick and Cecil show, man. And it was fun watching your rookie year. And I feel as though year two is going to be so much better for you with, you know, Graham on your right and Dalton Reisner to your left-hand side, man. All the best wishes. Stay safe and come back stronger and ready to play in 2021, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There we have him on that VIP line. Lloyd Cushenberry, Broncos starting center. Just telling his truth, man. I love that, man. I love the note-taking. I love the remembering of the coaches. Like, and that's what the highlight of Lloyd Cushenberry in the scouting report was: high intelligence but high character.
Yes.
And you can tell you got a good one there.
Yeah, and then that was the biggest thing, you know. And George Payton, will now the new GM, will find himself doing that, bringing in guys who he feels kind of matches his character or his vision
right.
for character guys. And Lloyd Cushenberry definitely fit into it. You know, always a smart guy. And he said it himself, man. And that's one thing I love. I mean, to give him an opportunity to talk about his strengths and his weaknesses and how he can get better.
And then he was honest with it. He wasn't like, well, if you didn't play, you just don't know.
Right.
Now, he's talking to a former player, obviously, and a big super nerd like me. But, like, I love that he was honest, dude. Because too many times we got these guys and they're like, I don't know, I'm the greatest. Like, no. And you heard it. The first thing you said, consistency.
Yes. That's a key part to being successful in the NFL, no matter what position you play. You have to be consistent. And I think when coaches look at players, that's kind of like that first box they want to check. Because if a coach can't trust you, Cecil, he can't play
coach you
because he doesn't know what you're going to do. He spent his entire week preparing you for game time, and then once you face adversity, you revert back to what you know best, and those are weaker points of your game. So the fact that Mike Munchak is in the building, and, you know, Dalton Reisner said it, and Lloyd Cushenberry said it tonight. I mean, there's something very special about having a guy of Mike Munchak's caliber in that Broncos facility. And, you know, this is a crazy time of year where coaches are plucked off of rosters, but I hope they find a way to keep him here.
Mm. Lloyd Cushenberry, man. Fantastic interview. If you missed any of that, just check out our show online, 1043thefan.com. Go to that on-demand section and listen to the Nick and Cecil podcast. Lloyd Cushenberry, Broncos starting center. And he's one of the players, Nick. He's one of the reasons why George Payton can say sleeping giant and we believe it. But the most important thing Cushenberry said, we got to highlight that next.